Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Bullying, domestic abuse, sexual assault, addictions, a broken heart, loss of a loved one, loss of a job, career pivot, medical crises, global crises. Most of us have endured through one or more of these, or any number of other life challenges. It's in those moments where you're pushed to the brink and your confidence is shaken. So how do we get past the blow and move forward? I'm Tom McManaman, and today I'm talking with you about the transformative power of resilience and renewal. Resiliency, it's the one coping mechanism that we all have to varying degrees at different times in our life. And yet, it's unique to each and every one of us. It's a deeply personal attribute that we can call on at any given moment. I sometimes think of it as a protective bubble when we're in crisis, or maybe it's more like a trampoline helping us leap forward. Resilience is about finding strategies for living. It's not formulaic, not one size fits all answers. You have to live your answers, learn from your experiences, and you have to do so in your world. But there are common steps we can all put into play to build resilience. I was once asked, do you think we're born with resiliency? And I replied, no, but I think we grow our measure of resiliency by our influences around us. Parenting, our mentors, friends, coaches, life lessons that we live or have experienced from sports, relationships, events that tested our fortitude, our mettle, our grit, and our spirit. You know the saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger? Well, let me share a personal story with you. Growing up, I thought I was Superman. I was smart, educated, talented, strong. I believed I could tackle anything life threw at me. I didn't know life would be hard until life proved me wrong with a series of challenges that tested me to the core. I grew up in a large, loving, and competitive family. I'm the 8th out of 9 children. We were all athletic. We had a basketball court in our backyard. I think the whole town played in my yard. I couldn't even get in the games, and I lived there. Hell, even our dinner table was competitive. My father was a real work hard, play hard kind of guy. He's a tremendous, tremendous dad. And my mom, in a word, she was neat. I was her project. She was a treasure. God bless her, she had 9 of us. I didn't really know my oldest brothers or my oldest sister until we were carting them off to college in the early 60s. I remember 2 of my brothers getting drafted into Vietnam. I can remember watching Apollo land on the moon and the somberness of JFK's funeral. Still, in spite of all the domestic and global crisis of that time, I had a tremendous childhood. There was laughter in our home, music playing all the time. I was watching my sisters line dance in the mirror to Motown, the Beach Boys and Beatles music. It was constant fun, a tremendous environment. Every home in our neighborhood had kids that seemed like we were all the same ages. We played sports together, baseball, basketball, football, soccer, even jump rope. We played Monopoly. We even played Spin the Bottle, for those of you who might remember that one. I prepared to be an architect, which my dad could get behind. But at the last minute, I changed course and studied fine arts in college. My parents were worried that I was going to be a painter for life. And what was wrong with that? I loved painting. I still do. After college, I somehow landed in a New York City ad agency as a young art director. Soon, I started making real money. 20 grand, yes! I traveled, I did photo and TV shoots everywhere. I met celebrities and created award-winning campaigns. I also met my wife, and I was on top of the world. Everything was perfect. Over the next 10 years, we had three children, two boys and a girl. We dove into the youth sports thing, both as parents and as coaches. I changed jobs from agency to agency. I was promoted multiple times. I got several handsome bumps in pay. I grew a design company, and then I helped grow an ad agency from about 2 million in annual billings to more than 180 million in billings. And that was a lot of turmoil in those years doing that. Life was great. It was fabulous. I mean, wow. I was on top of the world until some serious blows came. You know, we're all tested, but not when we expect, and never in a way we imagine. By the year 2000, we were living through my oldest son's 10-year addiction to drugs and alcohol. And nearly losing his life. He had a terrible car accident. Someone was hurt badly. We were sued. And that, let me tell you, put a real pinch on our finances. One of my ad agency clients was the Port Authority of New York, New Jersey. They had an office space for us to work in the South World Trade Tower, which I was in for a meeting only hours before 9/11. When the towers came crumbling down. Now, I wasn't there that morning, but the day for me was earth-shattering. It was life-shattering. And I didn't realize what that crisis and that blow did to me for years to come. My agency colleagues and I were honored to share in a memorial held in Madison Square Garden just days after 9/11. The grief was palpable. I lost clients that I knew. And then, not long after, I had the blindsiding loss of my job. I was a partner in a global ad agency. And immediately after that crisis, I lost my job. Soon after, I sustained a terrible knee injury. It happens to a lot of us. It's a sign that we're getting old. We can't do our thing anymore. But I had surgery and physical therapy. And those of you who've ever had physical therapy, your last day, these people are your friends for life. Well, after my last day of physical therapy, I went to my doctor for a routine physical where I was feeling great. And I thought, I'm going to get straight A's. And I got a tetanus booster shot in my arm. And I figured, well, maybe that's just a thing that they're doing now. So I got a booster shot. And it resulted within 20 minutes, instant lockjaw, total instant lockjaw, and uncontrollable seizures. I'd never had anything like that in my life. Talk about an allergic reaction. I was in the ER three times over 2 days. Then, the night before I was to go visit with neurologists at the hospital, we were in a car driving to my daughter's swim meet. And I had a 5 a.m. appointment. I thought, oh, I can make it to 5 a.m. And I had a terrible seizure in the car, and I bit right through my tongue, lips, and cheeks, right through. And my teeth could not separate. This was pain you cannot imagine. Cannot imagine. So I immediately went to the hospital. And while undergoing tests, doctors told me that I was given a full load dose of tetanus and a tainted inoculation shot, which sent my nervous system haywire. After 6 days and undergoing every exam a hospital could throw at you, it waned its way out of my system. And the doctors came in and said, there's a gentleman here from the CDC that needs to interview you. You will now be a case on the CDC website. Then the doctors told me they were releasing me to get some strength, but to come back quickly. And I said, come back. I don't ever want to be back here. This was a nightmare. Now, what happened next was astounding. As I was hospitalized with this rare and awful case of tetanus, being tested and tested and tested, I lost 28 pounds in 6 days. Because, of course, I couldn't eat anything. Then the doctors got my attention by telling me they also found a serious brain aneurysm that needed attention. At that moment, it was like a punch in the gut. I lost my breath and I got the shivers. I'm getting them now. I thought, okay, God, what else you got for me? Time suddenly slowed down. I thought, just give me a minute, because this stuff is heavy. This is some heavy stuff. That was frightening news to me. And yet, as I heard the news, my mother, right at my side, grasped and began rubbing my hand, my right hand, saying, okay, we got this. We got this too. And I needed my mother. And I was so glad that she could grab my hand and tell me that. But the thing is, it was comforting and it was spooky at the same time, because in that moment, as my mom was putting me at ease, I knew also that she had long ago been passed away. She gave me comfort and it made me kind of feel I was halfway home. That's when I discovered something deeper than strength. Something more personal, what I call resilience equity. It's that quiet reservoir inside of you, built from every lesson, every hardship, every triumph, rich and full of wisdom, just waiting for you to tap into, to help carry you forward when the next storm hits. Facing a critical surgery, my wife and I had basically 6 weeks to get our wills done, interview surgeons, get work affairs in order. And then I had to undergo a 10-hour open cranial brain surgery. And I say my wife and I, because my crisis was shared. I was not alone in this. And let me tell you, the best thing about surgery like that is waking up. Okay, waking up. This was my awakening. My pivot moment. My recovery time at my family's shore home gave me clarity and purpose. You see, when decisions come from calm, not pressure, everything shifts. While recuperating at the shore home, I saw the sunrise every morning. I tasted the best cups of coffee in my life. I even treated myself to one of those sinful white cream powdered donuts. I read 3 books on my iPad, and then I told my wife, honey, I need to go back to work. This was just 10 days after surgery, and I decided to go back to work. But when I do, I need to fire 2 clients. And I explained, these are 2 of the most negative, whiny, pushy, bitchy, glasses half empty kind of people every day of their lives. And I have no more time or energy for people like that. It was my time to take control for my life. You see, reinvention isn't about blowing everything up. It's realizing the version of you that's been quietly waiting for permission to take the wheel. Sometimes stuck just means overdue for an upgrade. So while getting back in the swing, I thought, I got a book to write. Where did that come from? I was never an author. This wasn't about my experience, but rather a discovery book on personal branding. I wanted to offer my perspective with an exercise on personal branding. It's an exercise book called The Stuff That Sticks. I began public speaking on business and motivational topics. I trained with the best. I also joined a classic rock and roll band as the drummer. We played 4 or 5 times a month over the next 12 years. I would never have done any of these things before, It's like it awakened a new Tom. This was for me, and I loved it. I found my joy. I then wrote and published the second book on brand positioning called The Position Player, helping companies and people position their brands to succeed became my mission. I found that proverbial work-life balance, and I was renewed, or on the path to renewal. I learned resilience is not about bouncing back. It's not. It's about leaping forward. In this same talk I gave not long ago, a woman stood up in the audience and she questioned me, and she said, "I just want to get back to my old self." And I replied, "Thank you for telling me that. But hear yourself saying back and old. Consider instead reinventing yourself for the possibilities that may lie ahead. Just peek around the corner at the possibilities." So you see, moments where you need to find resilience are also your opportunities to renew. You never know when your detours will lead you to your destiny. You just have to keep showing up no matter how you feel. You got to do this sad, do it heartbroken, do it grieving, do it tired. Life doesn't care. It waits for nobody. You just have to keep going. One of my favorite phrases is to keep keeping on. It's about choosing gratitude, firing what drains you, savoring sunrises and morning cups of joe, listening to your favorite song, or doing that thing you have to do for you. It's about leaning into your purpose. We've heard that so many times, right? Lean into your purpose. Even when it just feels impossible, go for it. I even saw instances where I'm acutely aware of my need for resilience. Not long ago, I was traveling alone on the road at night, and I received some very distressing news that just took the wind out of me. In that moment, more than anything, I was down. I was very, very down. And yet, it was dark. There was no other cars on the road. It was a risky time. I needed to find my safe space, my comfort zone. I was driving, and I needed to focus. So I pulled over and took a breath. And I thought, okay, I'm here and I'm safe. So as you face challenges that lie ahead, or if you know someone facing a crisis, my message is simple. Take the blow. You will be all right, though. You will be all right. Breathe. You already have what it takes. You're not Superman or Superwoman. And you don't have to be. But you can be unstoppable. Every time you meet a challenge, whether big or small, personal or business, you build resilience equity. Tap into that equity. Every day that you stand up from your desk and breathe, take a walk or run, take a yoga class, take a time out, play music, paint a picture, decide to recharge for you. You practice resiliency. So here are some steps to follow to build resilience. One, embrace change. It's always going to happen. So be ready to learn new things and adapt. Don't fight it. Develop your support network. I call it your posse, the people you know that will be there under any circumstance at any given moment of time. Develop that core group that I call your posse. Who can you turn to in that moment of need? Your bestie, your parent, a spouse, a coach, a colleague, mentor. And you know what they would say to you, right? Or maybe they'll just be there for you and not say anything. Just listen. Maintain a positive outlook. Positivity is such a powerful, powerful tool. Make self-care a priority. Be fit and consider what you're eating. I mean, you know, many of us know the importance of nutrition and smart choices. It makes a big, big difference in your mood, in your ability to perform. So think about that. Set goals of purpose and direction. Really think about what is your purpose, and now how am I, what am I going to do about that? Learn from failure. We all fail. Michael Jordan, the GOAT in basketball, he missed 12,341 shots. He missed, you know, pushing 13,000 shots. Yet he's the greatest basketball player ever. Some might argue that. But we all learn from failure and make us smarter and wiser and stronger. Develop problem-solving skills. Maintain a sense of humor. You know, laughter boosts your immune system. It enhances your memory and learning abilities, relieves tension, slows your pulse rate and your blood pressure. It releases endorphins that reduce pain. It decreases anxiety and stress, puts people at ease and brings together, brings unity. I'm so thankful I'm Irish because we know how to laugh at anything, even ourselves. Learn from others. Watch and learn habits and the way people conduct themselves, how you can, you know, improve your own approach to things. Tap into your reservoir that I mentioned, your reservoir of resilience. You've spent years building that up. It's a rich box of tools for you to tap into. Lastly, know that your time on earth is limited. So don't try to age with grace. Instead, age with mischief, audacity, and a good story to tell. Be confident. Know that you've got the tools, the posse, the box of resilience that you've built up through life's experiences to feel confident. If you've gone through a crisis and it's damaged your confidence, now hopefully you have a few more pointers on how to tap into your resilience equity, just like a home equity. Say to yourself, I got this. I got this. If any of you would like to chat more about this topic on resilience or share your story and celebrate your confidence, I welcome you. Please reach out to tom@stimulusbrand.com. Thrilled to share this message with you today. And I hope it's helped you think about resilience with more confidence and know how to turn to it. Be well.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.